If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, there's a friend of mine. And I've been trying to call her for like maybe 2 weeks. Every time I call, the call doesn't go through. Like as if the phone's on do not disturb, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Then I send a text. I'm like, man, is your phone on do not disturb 24 hours a day? What's going on? And she responds. She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's festive and Ziyakhala.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean? I am at my phone and I'm actually mad.
Oh. So qalile vele lokho.
Now, I think to myself,
is it too soon?
I guess not.
It's not a January thing.
I guess not. Look, someone has sunk in Cyril's economy. I understand it. I get it. But to the point where people have to switch off their phones.
No, man. Kitty 12, it's a December. How are people asking for money now? Because if you're asking for money now, what are you going to be doing in January?
No, remember they're still going to get paid. They're still going to get paid for December. So yeah. Probably around the 20th, because I think most companies no longer pay you before the 16th, like back in the days. So probably the 20th, they'll get their money.
And then you're still going to be asking me for money in January?
No, they'll have a salary now, and hopefully they'll use it sparingly.
Or what they'll do is pay you and then come back in Jan. Because that's what people sometimes do. They almost make you feel like because they paid you back, next time they ask,
it's okay, you're on a clean slate.
Yes.
You're a loan shark now.
Guys,
it continues.
It becomes that because mabanga patali, you then sort of write them off, right? Mm-hmm. And when they pay, they almost feel like they're entitled now to come back because they are a good payer. Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad. I think the people in my circle know I do not play when it comes to money. I've got money, just not for you.
Ew. I mean, I just say
you. Fact. No, I've got it. Just not for you.
Yo, I'm a sucker, hey? I always give everyone.
And then when it's time to return it,
Gally, what? They don't want to. Yeah, it's even ruined relationships in some places of employment because even then, I don't know, maybe I've got that face of a sucker that you know you're just going to come and have the conversation with me and say, I've got this problem. And then I'll say, okay, I got you.
Did you say places of employment? You borrow colleagues' money?
Yeah, maybe I've got that face that you come to me.
I have a go-to clip that I post. So I used to be like you, Mfundo, but not anymore. I just tell people I don't have. We're all struggling. And it's a clip from Ubambolo where Undosi is pleading with Umazwe, who always comes to extort him.
I'll
be honest, I'm like Mfundo.
So please, you're not like Mfundo.
I went out as well.
But you've never given it. Just
But
I guess
when I was seeing flames, like in 2015,
I guess I've never had it in me to borrow money.
Yeah, I know.
Or I've never had.
Basically, you've been paid all your life.
No, I learned very early in my 20s that your money must last you for the whole month. If you're going to get to the end of the month, then you really need to get rid of certain... And people sometimes say, there's not much that I can get rid of. Trust me, go through your statement, you will find.
No, so here's the thing. When I'm poor, you're talking about leisure money. There are people that go through such a tough time that they've got no other choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be an amount that... I'm not going to say it's insignificant to you. Yeah, Jay, whatever. But to them, it'll mean the whole world.
Yeah.
And if you can, guys, rather just give them the money. It's not to say you must help everybody you come across. Just this last weekend, I was scammed. Remember that lady that was on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
And she was scamming people. She said she's going to an interview.
Yes.
Oh, those, $400.
Oh, every week. Those are
$400 is nothing. I'm chichelling. In fact, I gave her extra.
Mm.
Turns out she was scamming people, right? I mean,
and
it is
what
it is.
For that reason, I stopped giving people money, because Nami, I was that person when you DM and you say, oh, I need money for school fees, I need money for this. I was that guy that would be like, oh, you want small monies? Okay, let me give you. Ah, until I learned. Good way.
Keta will tell you how many emails we get.
Angsezi.
And you try and help. But okay, you can't help everybody. And I know, Uzi, now after this show, we're going to get more emails. But generally, if I can, I will. Because I always think about myself. And there have been instances where I've needed help in business, right? So I'm talking big things again now. Not 400 bucks. And I always think, man, if I had like an older brother, that maybe things would be easier. And luckily, you've got people that you can reach out to. You always need somebody's assistance.
True. And the thing is, when people know that you've gone through a time as well where you needed help, like I have, and I've been very public about it, and then people seem to come to you for assistance because you understand of their situation. My problem is when it starts becoming a habit, and sometimes the money's insignificant, it's the mentality for me. It's like, so you're taking me for a ride. You're taking me, you're taking advantage of me, essentially.
So let us know what your thoughts are. Specifically, in this season, has anybody asked you for money yet? And if so, how are you avoiding it?
Hey, we're blind, you know, Buffett. Hey, we're blind. It's not even about the economy. It's about umsebenzi. Abantu abasebenzi. Abantu balambile. So, babheke laba abasebenzayo. Ukuthi at least bangabazama ngeplan, yabona. So, asiboleki, siyacela kahle kahle. So, yeah, there's no expectation of payment or whatsoever. Because we are generally just asking, ukuthi, that we want to have a Christmas, you see. Impahla ze Christmas, abantwana, amatheki, amachoice assorted kanjalo.
Saul, do you know what utilitarianism is?
No.
Okay, so you assign a utility to something. So utility will be a satisfaction rate. So for example, if you are in the desert and I give you water, the utility of that water is almost at infinity. That's how much satisfaction you get from it.
Definitely.
Right? But if you are, I don't know, in an island and you're very comfortable and you're chilled and everybody's having pina coladas and very exotic drinks and I bring you water, you're like, ah, dude, just simple water. The utility of that water is kind of low.
Yeah, the value for me is not there.
100%. So, the same thing with money. If somebody is starved and you give them 100 rand, the utility of that 100 rand is so much higher than if I gave you 100 rand.
Oh, definitely.
It's like, just 100 rand for you. So it means nothing to you, but it changes their life entirely. And because of that, you must always give when you can.
When you can, very important. When you can and when it's practical.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the one person is asking for an amount that's insignificant to you, but they don't realize that there's 10 other people that also come every day. You know, a cousin will come, but there's 10 other, four other cousins who are also in your inbox, and they don't realize that. And you can't now give the 1,000 here, 1,000 here, 1,000 here, because eventually you would have given 30,000 rands away within a week.
Yes, and that's why you mustn't overextend yourself. And also explain why you can't help. Hey, Nota, if you only knew, 10 other people came last week. Nothing wrong with that.
I saw a status a few days ago. They say, in January, we listen, we don't transfer. A friend of mine came back and said, hey, Baba, it's starting now. We listen, we don't transfer. From now to January, boss. We are all struggling in the cereal economy, like you said. But it's all about making the right choices and saving up. I mean, I saved up. I got money, but I can't really be able to. I struggled the entire year saving up for December.
You know this thing of borrowing people money, ne?
Yeah.
It becomes very tricky, especially when somebody knows your financial situation. So if it's one of those, I know what is happening with you and I know you've been having a good season, I am going to ask purely based on the fact that I know you're not struggling. So you can't really say no. It almost feels manipulative.
No, I know. But then just say, look, I've never had a problem expressing exactly how I feel and why. As you said earlier on.
Yes. Not for when.
I can have it and just say no. But there's nothing that's forcing me to give you the money. I give you just because I feel like it.
Yeah.
Or because I feel like, okay, yeah, I need to help you.
And then when you're posting drinks on social media,
yeah, why not?
Morning, Kaya team. Mark from Joburg. So if someone asks me for money, I will give them what I'm willing to lose. So for example, if they ask me for 500 rands, I'll give them 200 so that in case they take time to bring it back or they don't bring it back at all, then I know that, you know, it didn't affect me as much.
Sure. Yes, I mean, my struggle is cousins, nieces and nephews who have smartphones, who are not disabled. They can do something. They can sell a matamati and all of that. But people create content on weekends, but they will ask money for this, money for that. I mean, like, we're all struggling. And they have the capability to go and sell something, to create content on YouTube, on TikTok, and generate money. But no, asking for money, it's easier.
And now, we cross over to our resident rich aunt here at Kaya.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.